history books usually maintain a general chronological order to the degree possible. This helps to orient the reader, who is thereby better able to place events on a cognitive timeline and better see how each event flows from or relates to the preceding event. However, very few history books are able to adhere to a rigid, unidimensional chronological timeline, as history is multidimensional, with events and processes going on simultaneously in different spheres: international, national, local, and personal, or religious, political, social, and economic. Trying to reduce all of these to a completely chronological sequence of events would force one to flip back and forth between different topics, and would turn a flowing narrative and analysis into a mere list. Therefore, a history book needs to judiciously balance chronological order with topical or thematic order, in attempting to present the reader with an organized picture. The Torah is not just a pure history book, but also contains legal and ethical teachings, so it not only faces all of the above challenges, but must also integrate narrative and halachic material. It is thus no surprise that the Torah doesn't always stick to a strict chronological order. However, the extent to which it does not is the subject of much debate among its commentators. Shemot 18 is a striking example of such a controversy. It is a chapter which incorporates six events, which may have happened all at the same time, or, alternatively, over the span of a year or more. It is also a chapter in which the questions of chronology have rich implications for understanding not just the story itself, but also many related ones.